only about 3,000 people a year get it in the United States.
That's Heather Vaughn St. James describing the rare form of cancer she was diagnosed with at the age of 36, a far too often fatal disease called mesothelioma. Understandably, the news was devastating, but...
the shock turned into quiet determination.
Because, says this determined survivor...
this disease is not about me. It's about how I can help other people.
I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy.
I was just getting into the swing of things being a mom.
But then, says Heather Vaughn St. James, in late 2005, she found herself battling all kinds of health challenges and facing that frightening diagnosis.
Malignant pleural mesothelioma is not something that everybody hears every day.
Indeed, the diagnosis most often tied to asbestos exposure is an extremely rare one. And the prognosis? Well, here's what her doctor told her.
If you don't do anything, you'll live 15 months, if that.
Vaughn St. James decided to do something bold, undergoing a groundbreaking surgery that saved her life. And as she recovered, she thought about all that she'd been through.
I felt incredibly alone, and nobody understood what I was going through.
So she started sharing her story, hoping to be an example of what's possible for other people with the disease.
I want to instill hope in people. I want to inspire people.
Today, Vaughn St. James' doctors describe her cancer status as no evidence of disease. And as for her own prognosis for herself...
I'm not done yet. My story is far from being done.
To learn more about how Heather Vaughn St. James is turning adversity into advocacy, visit A2A Spotlight.org. For the nonprofit A2A Alliance, I'm Jeff Bell.